This is the Dietitian Group Chat Podcast, a podcast by the besties for the besties. We are your co-hosts. I'm Clara.
And I am Dalina. And on every episode, our besties will be dropping in to join us for the chisme. Yes, we are all dietitians. And yes, we really do talk all day, every day. But we wanted to extend this conversation to you. And before we get into it, make sure you hit subscribe if you haven't already.
Hello, hello. Oh my God, I miss you. It's weird waking up and not having you down the hall from me.
I think it's funny that it was the first time we ever met and it never felt like it was the first time we ever met.
No.
Not in 1 second was I nervous. Like sometimes when I'm meeting like people I don't know for the first time, you get like butterflies or nervous. Oh my God, let's talk about that.
So for those of you listening, we just got back from a trip. So I am like very baby level influencer. I went on a trip with the big dogs.
We're not going to tell you who it is because they're not paying us.
They didn't sponsor this post.
So we're not going to name drop. So we're just going to talk about the trip, but we're not going to name the actual product. And I will say that it was a lot of fun. I really loved the experience of being like in that building. It was just so cool. I mean, Marco was amazing with his lattes. The fact that we could just like go up to him and just ask him for a beverage. At any given moment in time, like we were at like a fancy coffee shop, as much as we love Cafecito, was amazing.
Oh my gosh. And so we also learned on this trip that I am the late one and Delina's on time, that everyone is on time and I'm never on time.
The anxiety, y'all.
I told Delina we were walking, so we were like 5-10 minutes late to the second day, but there were other people late, first of all. Second of all, I told Delina as we're walking there, I'm like, girl, you cannot be more late. Like if you're already late, you can't be extra late. You're just gonna be late. Time is a social construct. And we get there and they weren't even starting yet. So, you know, it just like reinforces.
I didn't want to be the last one walking in. I don't want all eyes on me.
Okay, see, part of me kind of really likes that.
I love that. I know you do.
Like, look at me. Everybody needs to look at me. Take me.
Yeah, in. I don't. I'm like, take your eyeballs off of me.
Which is so interesting. I wonder if it's because our placements are reversed.
Yeah, I think it is.
Remember, we were talking to one of the other dietitians who's like in media and like was talking about the incident, the one of many incidents last year on my social that was like they talked about it at like in a different circle, the importance of the words that we choose. Right. Mm-hmm. And it was part of a presentation, part of like a consideration or media competency thing. And at the last minute, that section of the presentation was pulled because they deemed it as this is inappropriate. Mm-hmm. And it's like, which not saying something says something. And it just basically confirmed a lot of what you and I already feel.
And it just goes to the fact that they would rather not make the white woman uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It was pulled because they didn't want to make them uncomfortable. I would say, vulnerably speaking, my pit was the fact that no matter how hard I work and no matter how much we do, we will never be at the level of the thin white woman. And it was a really hard pill to swallow.
Oh no, it's so disheartening. Hearing everybody's story, what they do, what they've done like in the past, how they got to where they are today. There's a lot of gatekeeping. It's very clicky. Someone gets in and you get all your friends in. And that's what it's like. And then everyone else kind of gets, it's like your SOL. No one knows about any of this. And then from the other spectrum, the newer, fresher, it's very much like you have the look that the algorithm likes.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is what propels doesn't, I mean, not saying that the content is not quality, but like that definitely helps your exposure.
Like when I broke down those stats for them, the like audible size and like the face expression.
Okay, please like... please tell the class the stats that you pulled out.
So I was last minute asked to speak for Diversified Dietetics. We will name drop them because we love them. They're our besties. Deanna was supposed to be there. She's one of the co-founders and last minute had a conflict and could not go. And so she asked me if I would take over the presentation because it's really important for these dietitians to hear, you know, about Diversified Dietetics and hopefully help fund, you know, the future of dietetics. Since a lot of them want to, right, have more dietitians seen as professionals, blah, 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 blah. So I went up there and one of the stats that I shared with them was that whites will no longer be the majority in 2050. Like they will be 46% of the population. Latinos are going to be about 36% of the population, 36%. I pulled the statistics from the class that I'm teaching and it was not planned. But when I shared that, right, they were all like shooketh. And I think, again, I hope that even the brand heard that from a perspective of like, we're like you, the demographic you are trying to reach, because let's be honest, for all brands, white suburban women are the main demographic. And unfortunately, that is not what we're seeing in the rate of who is going to be, you know, the majority. And so that was like really eye-opening for me to see their expressions from the stage. Like, holy crap. And I think, again, yeah, that was like something. But I think something else that I think I want to be vulnerable about was like how my body image was like in shambles after I left there, not mostly because of getting my period. And we all know that like that really does a number on your body image.
Yeah, the luteal phase is rough.
Yeah, it is. But I think it's important for us to be in this space, be honest with our listeners and the people that we work with. Like we struggle too. And to be in a room full of like thin, young, white women that fit the beauty standard, and then you not being that, whether you want it to happen or not, there's a really big number on your body image because there's a lot of, oh, how do I look next to her? Like when I'm not. And you know what, like our brain does that automatically.
Yeah. And that's normal. And I hate, you know, and yeah. I always think about like, just don't compare yourself. Just don't compare
yourself. Yeah.
It's like, you can't help it. I feel like that's like it's a normal thought process. Can we talk about the way really quickly, the way in which you fucking bitches were egging me on? Have you talked to her? Have you talked to her? Because the girl that runs Cassandra, the girl that
we got answers.
Who runs All Access Dietetics, who is the literally that account is the reason for my Cedric bit on Instagram. And for those you all know, so I'm not even gonna explain it. If you know, and I know you know.
If you know, you know.
If you're listening to this podcast, you already know what that bit is. So I literally
you know, cornered her.
I did not corner her. She was not in the corner. She was washing dishes.
Clara, the way you jumped out of that seat, I was like, where the fuck is she going? You were so quick. And I was like, it took me by complete surprise. I was like, what is happening? And then I could not keep myself together. I could not keep myself composed. I have to leave.
Oh my God, it was such a good conversation. I really love her. Sure. She's so sweet. Okay, so what happened was I walked up to her and I was like, hey, I don't think I've ever formally introduced myself. My name is Clara. And I may or may not have cyberbullied you in the past. And may or may not, I'm still continuing to do so. And she was like, what are you talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about. I was like, I don't know, because you left me on red and it hurt my feelings. It's so, like, all the opposite of what you're supposed to do when you're like talking to somebody. Like, and so I was like, wait, okay. She's like, catch me up. What's happening? And I was like, okay, so you guys on your account, on the main account, shared, reposted a video. It was essentially like privilege porn. She's like, I remember. It was not her who shared it. She did not share that.
Yeah, she did. I love her.
So there's that. But now I have a reason to share all of Cedric's cooking videos as POV, day in the life of a dietetic intern, food demoing whatever he's making, because it's the same vibe. It's the same vibe. And if that is where dietetics is going, I will put out co-content if that is what I need to do, if that means that the algorithm will love me. So that I
try it. It doesn't work.
Don't have to work anymore.
I'll be trying to put some thirst traps down. Any better lighting? Jenna did send me her cube, her little cube. So I'm gonna try to put a little bit more thirsty trap.
So let us know. Do you guys like this shorter, like shorter form, like these little check-ins? Because we can do this more often. Because I really like this, and it gives me a reason, gives me an excuse to like have face-to-face time with Delina. Okay. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.